The Bell Tower. This is the story of Chateau Clos du Clocher in Pomerol, Bordeaux, written by Lisa Parati Brown for The Wine Palette. Clos du Clocher has emerged as one of Pomerol's most compelling under-the-radar estates. Overseen today by owner and director Jean-Baptiste Burrot, the small family property has evolved from a modest negotiant holding into one of the top expressions of Plateau terroir, one shaped as much by history and adversity as by modern precision. At just 5.9 hectares, 14.6 acres, the estate is dwarfed by some of its celebrated neighbors. Yet its parcels sit squarely in the heart of the appellation, opposite the village church and surrounded by names such as Vieux Château Sertan and Trotanoy. Here, altitude, soil composition, and a shift in vineyard philosophy have defined the estate's modern trajectory. Clos du Clocher's story begins in 1924, when Libourne négociant Jean-Baptiste Audy acquired a parcel on the Pomerol Plateau, within earshot of the church bell tower that would inspire the estate's name. Expansion followed gradually, including a second acquisition in 1931 near Trotanoy, land notable for gravel sections particularly suited to Cabernet Franc. In 1931, my great-grandfather bought a second plot on the Pomerol Plateau for Clos du Clocher near Trotanoy, Burrot explained. Here, there are sections of gravel that are ideal for Cabernet Franc. The estate's history, however, has not been without upheaval. The devastating frost of 1956 reshaped the vineyard's identity. There was a terrible frost across Bordeaux, and all our Merlot vines were killed, Burrot said. But a lot of the Cabernet Franc vines survived, and we still have these old vines. That survival would prove formative. Today, Clos du Clocher carries a notably higher proportion of Cabernet Franc, typically 25 to 30%, than many of its plateau peers, lending the wine's aromatic lift and structural backbone. The modern era of Clos du Clocher began in earnest during the late 20th century. A significant acquisition in 1940 added the Caduceau plot, now home to the winery. Yet portions of this land sat on sandier, lower-lying soils, areas that Burrot candidly acknowledges were not aligned with the estate's highest ambitions. In 1940, my great-grandfather acquired the Caduceau plot, he said. However, there are sandier sections that are not strictly on the Pomerol Plateau. These were included in Clos du Clocher until 1998. That year marked a pivotal turning point. After the Burrot side of the family purchased half of the estate, Burrot's father, Pierre, initiated a decisive restructuring, removing the lower quality parcels from the Grand Vin. The move concentrated the vineyard exclusively on Plateau terroir and shifted the blend toward a higher proportion of Cabernet Franc, as many of the declassified vines were Merlot. When my father made the major vineyard change in 1998, it really focused Clos du Clocher on the plateau, Burrot noted. It was about committing fully to quality. The transformation coincided with a generational handover. Burrot joined the family business in 2002 and assumed leadership at the 2005 harvest, guiding the estate through a period of increasing precision and ambition. By 2016, the Burrot family had acquired the remaining Audi shares, consolidating ownership under a single vision. Clos du Clocher's vineyard lies at approximately 35 to 37 meters in altitude, firmly within what many consider the qualitative epicenter of Pomerol's high plateau. Beneath clay loam and gravel topsoils lies the iron-rich blue clay known locally as Crasse de Fer, a geological hallmark of many of the appellation's most revered wines. This complex soil mosaic shapes the estate's style. Blue clay parcels contribute depth, density, and the plush texture associated with Plateau Merlot. Gravelly sections favor Cabernet Franc, providing freshness and aromatic complexity. Sandy areas, though more delicate in profile, add finesse and may be directed towards separate cuvées. The result is a wine that often feels more architectural than overtly opulent, a reflection of both geology and blending philosophy. Annual production at Clos du Clocher hovers around 20,000 bottles, allowing for a highly detailed parcel-by-parcel approach in the cellar. Hand harvesting, meticulous sorting, and fermentation in small stainless steel and cement vats form the foundation of the process. Malolactic fermentation occurs partly in barrel, and the wines are aged for roughly 18 months in French oak, frequently with a significant proportion of new barrels. Since the mid-2000s, Barat has explored microvinification techniques, including fermentations directly in barrel, reflecting a broader movement among top right bank estates toward ever more granular expression. These technical refinements have sharpened Clos du Clocher's stylistic identity. While some plateau wines emphasize plush immediacy, Clos du Clocher often reveals a firmer, more structured profile, its Cabernet Franc component lending aromatic tension and longevity. Unlike the Médoc, Pomerol has no formal classification. Reputation is built slowly, vintage by vintage, and Clos du Clocher's ascent has been gradual but unmistakable. The late 2000s and early 2010s mark a turning point, with wines such as 2009, 2010, and 2016 signaling a new level of precision. Warm, dry vintages, including 2019, 2020, and 2022, have highlighted the estate's strengths, delivering wines that combine richness with freshness rather than excessive ripeness. Enhanced parcel management and microvinification have further refined the expression of plateau terroir. In 2024, the estate achieved organic certification, reinforcing its commitment to careful vineyard stewardship and a long-term sustainability vision. Today, Clos du Clocher remains modest in scale, yet firmly positioned on prime ground. Its identity balances family continuity with evolving technical ambition, a dynamic that Barat sees as central to the estate's philosophy. From the original bell tower emblem on the label to the increasingly precise wines in bottle, Clos du Clocher reflects a lineage shaped by resilience, thoughtful adaptation, and a deep respect for terroir. In a region where fame often arrives through whispered recommendations from those in the know, the estate's steady rise suggests that its once-under-the-radar status may not last much longer.